Okay, so we've been talking a little bit about Tosef and Sachir, about an Eved Ivri who works for 6 years, and if after 6 years he wants to continue, he has a status of an Eved Nirtza. And the Gemara tells us as follows. We saw the Gemara in Maseches Kiddushin Daf Tezayin. The Gemara in Tezayin seems to indicate that when you have an Eved Ivri, you can't just say Ba'ape Tshrei Zil. You change it to say in front of a Bez Din Zil. Rather, you need a Get Shichur. And the Gemara says, why do you need a Get Shichur? So Amar Rava. Rava says, you need a Get Shichur because Eved Ivri is Gufo Konilei. And that's one Gemara, very, very important Gemara, Gufo Konilei. And the Gemara at Masechet Yevamos and Daf Ayin would seem to present a different picture. And the Gemara, in trying to derive whether there is an Isser for an Orel to eat Shuma, wants to set up a Gzeres Shava from Karban Pesach. By Karban Pesach, he uses Lashon Toshav Sachir. By Eved Ivri, by Shuma, he uses Lashon Toshav Sachir. So just by Karban Pesach, an Orel is not allowed to eat Karban Pesach. So too by Shuma. The Gemara says that Gzeres Shava is only going to be extant, it's only going to work if you have one of those Tosef Sachers is mufne, is available, is free for drasha. And the Gemara suggests, yes, indeed, the pasuk of Tosef Sacher by Karban Pesach is mufne la drasha. Why is it mufne la drasha? Because certainly we know that the halacha is that you don't have to tell me a chiddush that a Tosef Sacher and Eved Ivri eats Karban Pesach. After all, Pshita, of course, eats Karban Pesach. He doesn't eat Shuma. And why doesn't he eat Shuma? Because he is not subject, not under the jurisdiction of, not under the absolute servitude of his Adon, because after all, lo koni le rabbe. He's not koni to the Rav. That's why if the Rav is a Kohen, he cannot eat Shuma. And similarly, if he's not koni le rabbe, he's also chayiv independently in the mitzvah of Karban Pesach. So that Gemara would seem to indicate lo koni le rabbe, and that looks like a little bit of a contradiction. On the one hand, our Gemara and Kiddushin saying gufo konilei. On the other hand, the Gemara in Maseches Yevamos is saying lo konilei lirabe. So you have two basic approaches in Rishonim how to resolve this problem. And then I want to wrap up with the Avnei Milum. So the Rashba, as we mentioned yesterday, the Rashba says Afagav. This is the Rashba in Yevamos Ayinam Beis. Afagav Darmin Per Kamid the Kiddushin Eved Ivri gufo konilei. Kinyan Gomur, Mia lo konile, da yotze bigiron kesef, inami bashesh, uvayovel. Masha'en kein be'eveknani, she'en lo yitzia la'olam, ela midas ha'odom. Vuadin, vuatam be'ishto de kreen le'e kinyan gomur, mishun de'en lo yitzia mitachas abal, ela midato. So comes along the Rashba, and what does the Rashba teach us? The Rashba says, when we use the word gufo konile, gufo konilei. So what's that? That is has levels to it. There is gufo konilei of the type of Eved Kenani. Eved Kenani is gufo konilei. An isha klape ba'ala is gufo konilei. And when it comes to that gufo konilei, what kind of kinyan is that? Give me a descriptive term. What kind of kinyan are we talking about? It's a kinyan iser, but even more than kinyan iser. I'll call it that's an absolute kinyan. She is. The Eved Kenani is absolutely under the jurisdiction of the Baal, and as such, we'll call it Kinyan Kaspo, and as such, is there a Heter Achilas Truma?
Yes.
Absolutely. And as such, the second Nafkamina is, in order to undo this Kinyan, what is necessary?
Das
Abal. Because it's his. It's the Eved Kenani is his. See, Das Abal. Masha Enkein, Eved Ivri. Does an Eved Ivri eat Shuma?
No.
Does an Eved Ivri, how is an Eved Ivri released?
Automatically 6 years.
So already. 6 years expires and the Eved Ivri goes. Yovel comes and the Eved Ivri walks. Do you need any Das Haba?
Nope.
L'chora, you don't need any Das Haba whatsoever. So is there a King in Isra according to the Rashba? L'chora?
Yeah.
There is a king in Isser. How does the I'm going to talk. How does the king in Isser manifest itself by Eved Ivri? Shifcha Knanis. A heter to be with Shifcha Knanis. So there is a manifestation of the king in Isser, but the king in Isser is a king in that will automatically expire. which means that she is not, and he is not, a bona fide Kenyan Kaspo, and as a result, there's no Hetter Truma. Now, if I'm going to ask you the following question, in light of this Rashba, and the lashon of the Rashba, how would you understand the Yitziyah B'Sheishon? Is the pshat, listen to the Chakira, we said it yesterday, but I want to now crunch it. Yitzia achar sheishonim. Is the pshat that sheishonim is a hafka'ah, or it is just the duration of avdus has ended and therefore he walks? What does it sound like from the Rashba?
It sounds like it's
the second one.
I think it's the second one also. Yeah. It sounds to me like, no, you're Eved for 6 years, now 6 years, the term of the Avdus expires.
That's what it sounds like in the Torah.
So maybe two. But then the Rashba says a bigger Chiddush, and that is that even Kanu Kinyan Olam, i.e., your expiration of your term at Yovel, is fundamentally no different than what?
Than
Shanim. And therefore, oh, your term is up, you walk. That's it. It's over. Why? You go free. Which I'm not saying it's such a chiddush, but it's noteworthy.
It's a term,
right? Exactly. That's the vision of the Rashba. Is that the Sheish Shanim is a 6 year term, and now okay, pierce the ear. I'm in. Even though the Gemara refers to it as a Kani Kinyan Olam, that's a term to refer to Yovel. We refer to Yovel as La Olam. But the bottom line is, it's an extension of the term. That's all. And therefore, but the quality of the avdus is exactly the same. Comes Yovel, the avdus expires. Adkan shitas ha-rashba. Now you look at Tosis. And Tosis is a beautiful. I love this Tosis. I'll tell you why. I just want to knock off this question. Avi Meth says, why is there no Giron Kesev by Yovel? What's the answer? Because there is no Kesev by Yovel.
Why can't you prorate it?
Because you don't. It's a new term.
But the reason, the first part was against society, just hang on that term.
Whatever it is, the point
so
is, the first, no, it's over. That debt is over. Now you're a freebie. Now I'm an Eved Ivri by choice. It's a new term. There's no Kesef.
Once Rosh is making that connection.
Let me give you a Moshe Shmuz. Especially you. Goes like this. This is from a Shechter Shlita. Gemara says, the Chumash says, famous Rashi, Pash Mishpatim, do your test, you'll get rewarded. Why do we pierce the ear of the Eved Nirtza? Why the ear? Why not pierce his hand? Why not pierce his nose? Why not pierce his belly button? Why the ear, Dafka? So the Gemara says, Oizen Shishama, there's two versions of this, Ozen Shishama, Lo Tigzo, and nevertheless, stole. That's the ear that gets stolen. That's one version of this chazal. One second. So Sadiq asked the kasha. It's a good kasha. What do you mean? When did he steal? He stole 6 years ago. If you stole 6 years ago, he got that punishment already. So now why are you going ahead and piercing his ear for that which he did 6 years ago? Answer is, he's choosing to continue the avdus, which means he didn't chap that avdus is a punishment. He didn't chap. He's saying, oh, I love this. I love my adon. It's gavaldik over here. He didn't chap that it's a punishment. And he's saying, please, more punishment. I want more. Ooh, you want more? Pierce your ear. You're not getting it. You're not chopping that this is a punishment for what happened 6 years ago. You're not chopping that you're embracing the punishment, the ear gets pierced. Says Rav Shechter, what a musishmus. He says, all of us, we live in chutz la'aretz. We live in galus, and most of us embrace galus. We love the galus. We embrace the values of Gullus and the Gashmius of Gullus and the lifestyle of Gullus. And he says, we're that Eved Ivri. Yeah, I have a choice to live in Eretz Yisrael or not. I'll stick it out. I'll stick it out a little bit longer. A little bit longer. We don't chop. So for many, many millennia, you couldn't get to Eretz Yisrael. It wasn't shaykh. But now it's very shaykh. And I love my Adon. I love my master. I'll stay in Golis. So Rachmana Litzlan, that we should have to get another punishment because we didn't appreciate, we don't appreciate that Golis is itself a punishment. Rachmana Litzlan, we should need more for what put us into Golis in the first place. That's one Musa Shmuzi gives in the same context. I'll just add one other note. He says in the same context that a Rotzeach Peshoge goes to Golis. He gets Nigla to the Ir Mikla. And he goes to Golis. And the Gemara tells us in the second paragraph of Masechet Makos that if you have if you're a Rotzeach Peshogeg, not only do you go to Golis, but your Rav is Goyle Ima. The Rav goes to Golis also. Now, okay, great. The Rav is there too. Now the Kohen Gadol dies. If the Rotzeach says, you know what? It's a nice city over here. I'm all settled. Nice. I love the Levium. They're nice people. I'm all settled. He wants to stay. He wants to stay in the Ir Miklat. Does the Rav have to stay after the term is over? No, the term is over. You choose to stay. The Rav can go back home. And the Rav goes back home. Says Rav Shechter, Mashal Ma David Doimer, is that the Jews were Chayiv Golis, were scattered out to the... And then he argues that perhaps, since 1948... Now, in a certain sense, you can get back. You can get back to Eretz Yisrael. You can live in Eretz Yisrael. Perhaps, on some level, the term of Golis is a little bit over. So when the term of Golis is over, the Kohen Gadol dies, the Rav doesn't have to stay. The Ribono Shel Olam is in Golis with us, as long as we're Chayiv Golis. But if the Golis is coming to a close, and we can escape, we can get out, so now the Adon is also going to get out. He doesn't have to stay just because the people choose to stay, the Rotzeach choose to stay. Ad kan divrei ha... I don't know questions. That is no questions.
I want
to
add.
I know you added. You added. For sure. Okay. Okay. Simnagar. You are not here. Okay. Okay. That's fair. Okay. Now. With that aside being ended, now Tosis says as follows: Tosis Divrei Masel Alma writes, "Hadam Reper Kam the Kedushin De Eved Ivri Kufa Konui Hainu LeInyan Shetzar Get Shichur VeEno Yotze BeAmira BeAlma VeLeInyan Mitzvos Lo For Hadar Shor BeShivcha Kana Taim Shetzar Shibur Tishabes Rabo Bein BaYom UVein BaLaila." Argues Tosis, is there a Kinyan Isser when it comes to Eved Ivri? No Kenyanism. In which case, does it make perfect sense why the Eved Ivri cannot eat Shuma? Yep. Perfect sense. So then why is it that he's Mutter B'Shivcha Knanis? So the Eved is, so it says, Taisus, no, that's the Betoras Avoda. That's Betoras Avoda. There's Avodas Yom and there's Avodas Laila. And the Eved Ivri is also chai to work at night, and working at night is to sire more avodim, to sire more shfachos. And how do you do that? To be with a shivcha knanis. That is part of the avoda of the Eved Ivri. And therefore, this is called a kinyan mamon. Yes, the chiddush of needing a get shichur is you can't release this kinyan mamon with amir ba'alma, but it is a kinyan mamon. Comes along the avnei milua. And take a look, please, at the avnei milua. The Avnei Milum writes as follows. Take a look on the back. He writes as follows. Let's see inside. Vahainu nami shitsa rashba. De Eved Ivri kufo konui. Kinyan Isser. So he's saying the Rashba is learning like the Ritva we saw yesterday. It's part of the Chachmei Svara. Ulahaki kosei shapra amai osa b'truma. The koshkein lupi masha b'yarno lamala. Dikra achilas truma tali b'kinyan Isser. Lachin kosei huzal. De lo habe edain kinyan gomor. De yotze b'shezer. De yotze b'yorom kesef. The shitas ha'toises de lo kani le'evet ivri le'iser v'hadim mutar b'shivcha ha'ayin mishin shetzar labad es rabba b'ayom v'alayla. And now ask the Avnei Miluim a great kasha, A fantastic kasha. The Avne Miluim is the same as the Baal HaMachaber that Tzos HaChoshen. And he asked, what? There you go. And he says, Lo Havinoisi Be'ani Yusi. Says the Avne Miluim, I do not understand the position of the Baal HaTzos. I modestly don't understand. Timu Otzer B'Shivka Mishum Ditzorek Lavanis Rabba Balayla Yase Iser. Ha'aser le'evet ivri lechal Shabbos v'yantiv letzorach rabo u'may shno iser shivcha she'imut elavet rabo v'tzorach iyun ka'es. So he asks a great kasha. It's a terrific kasha. Good, if there's a kinyan mum on that, why? How does that matter isurim? A Jew is also b'shivcha k'nanis. So how is the evet ivri mutter b'shivcha k'nanis? Can an evet ivri work for his other on Shabbos Kodesh? Of course not. The din evet ivri, the kinyan mamon, is not mafkia isurim. So why is it mafkia the iser shivcha knanis? That's the kasha. So I heard from my Rebbe, Harav Yonason Sack Shlita. He quoted a sefer Chayson Yosef. Now Rav Sacks loves the svarim of Rav Yosef Engel, but I never ever heard him quote the Chayson Yosef. I've heard him quote the Esven Doiraisa. I've heard him quote the Gilyone Hashas. I've heard him quote, never heard him quote the Chosen Yosef until now. Chosen Yosef. What is the Chosen Yosef? It's a sefer written Ha'aros of Rav Yosef Engel, who lived a little before World War II, was a super genius. Ha'aros of Rav Yosef Engel on the Avne Milum. But what's the backstory? There's a backstory, which is written in the Hakdama to the Sefer. Rav Yosef Engel, towards the end of his life, couldn't see. He was blinded. He was not able to see. His eyes were weak. But his mind was exquisitely sharp. And he hired someone to read him the Avne Miluim. And he learned Avne Miluim Baal Peh, basically. And then the same person, he gave him Ha'aros on the Avne Miluim, and the person recorded the Ha'aros of the Avne Miluim. He's a 75, 80-year-old man, like, not much left ahead, can't see. And what does he, how does he spend his money and his time? Learning Avne Miluim, and sharing his oral Chidushei Torah, which were recorded in the Sefer Chayson Yosef. So this is an 80-year-old person, can't see, and these are his Chidush. So he comes along with a brilliant, brilliant chap in answering this kasha of the Avne Miluim. What does he say? Rabbo said, could someone tell me what pasuk teaches us the Isser Jew to be with the Shivcha Knanis? Give me the pasuk. What's the pasuk? No, what's the pasuk? What's the pasuk? What's the pasuk? It doesn't say Shivcha Knanis anywhere. It is. Soon I'm going to embarrass you on Yahu Torah by name. It doesn't say Shivcha Knanis anywhere. It doesn't say the Isser. So where does the Isser come from? So it comes from, the pasuk tells us, Lo Yieh Kedesha. There's an Isser of, may I?
Yeah.
There's an Isser of Kedesha. What exactly is the Isser of Kedesha? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, Perek Aleph, I believe, Halacha Dalet. The Rambam says, what is a Kedesha? What is this Isser? So the Rambam writes, Kodem Matan Torah, Haya Adam Pogea Isha Bashuk, Imrotza Huvihi, No Sema Schara, Ubolosa Al Im Haderech. The whole Echla. Before Matan Torah, man meets a woman, gives us some cash, beer, and moves on. Vizu Hi Hanikres Kadesha. And that's called Kadesha. Mishanitna Torah, Nasra Kadesha. Shenemar, Losia Kadeshim Dos Yisrael, Lafika Kolabol Isha, Lishem Znus, Belo Kidushin, Loka Min HaTorah, Vnei Shabal Kadesha. So Kadesha, one type of Kadesha is what the Ram describes at the beginning, but then he expands out and he says, Kol haboel isha l'shem znus below kiddushin. L'shem znus below kiddushin is called Kadesha. What's the pshat? What is the lumdus? What is, I know it is.
Yes, if it's not the same kedushin, then what it
is?
No,
no, no. He's obviously not saying that. Otherwise, what is saying?
What is the lumdus? Pshat. What is the lumdus of the iser kedusha?
That's why I'm concerned only because she doesn't have children.
The iser kedusha. Shh, Rabosa.
Yeah, but they're not doing it.
Rabosai, help me with these children. I need an adult in the room. I got two adults in the room. I got Ving and Mr. Waxberg Schlitter. And Rav Gackner, of course. I don't mean him. I mean his father. Not him. Okay, Tati Waxberg. Okay, Rabosai. The Rambam puts the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, where he's talking about Kiddushin. He throws in this Kiddushin, Kesef Shtar and Bia, and then right away, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Kesef Shtar Bia, the Isser Kadesh. And there is clearly, the Rambam is telling you, that there's a contrast between Kiddushin and Kadesh. Kiddushin is a mechanism, the mechanism, where you have a Heter Bia, because you are now in a bonded, committed, formalized relationship. Kadesha is the exact opposite. When there's a bia, and there is no contour, halachic contour to the relationship. What the Chos and Yosef says, it's a relationship that is of hefkerus. What's the beautiful chiddush of the Chos and Yosef and the Tosis, is that an Eved Ivri with a Shivcha Knanis, since the only Isser of Shivcha Knanis is Kadesha, what it means is it's a Bia without a context. It's a Bia without a committed relationship. An Eved Ivri and a Shivcha Knanis, there's a context. There's a purpose to this Bia. It's part of the Abdus structure. And once it's part of the Abdus structure, by definition, it's what? It's not called Kadesha. And if it's not called Kadesha, then it's Mutter. It's Mutter. Masha ain't Cain. Can this Eved Ivri be Machal Shabbos for his Adam?
No, of course not.
But this is not called. The only Isser is Isser Kadesha. This is now a context Bia. And if it's a context Bia, it's not a Bia of Hefkeris, and therefore it's Mutter. That is the Chiddush of the Chais and Yais. It's a beautiful idea. It's Kavaldic. It's very, very sharp.
At a time when they can't have children, they're not allowed to be.
Of course they're allowed to be together. Oh, who, the Eved and the... yeah, that's in Shinkwia. Yes. Because it's not... In other words...
She's pregnant. She can't have another baby.
You're right. And if the purpose of... In other words, even according to Tosfos, it would be... You know, Tosfos tell you it's an avodah balayla. It's to produce children.
But once she's...
Exactly. So the Yasser and the Hanami. Then it's Kadesha.
Then it's Kadesha.
Yeah.
Initially in Bumbuk, I think it is... I don't remember the context very well, but I think it's Rabbi Huda who says that it's unsuper cohen to marry an island is the same as Nus. But that's because of she's not going to have children, so she's over on Peru. So Arnold and I learned this in the tour, and it's also because if it's not for Peru, then he'd be over if he doesn't have another wife. So, but then how would it at all be allowed?
Okay, you're too fast. Let me get to. Okay, you're too fast for me. You're too ahead of me. I'm learning kiddushin. Bye, Dunshas. We'll talk after shoes. Okay, Rabosai, one more Mari Mokov. Actually, two more Mari Mokovs. Wow, I'm not getting anything done today. Okay, now the Avne Miluim now goes on. Okay, so we dealt with Tosis. The Avne, so Tosis is on in a direct contrast to the Rashba, Ritva, who say, Ramban, there's a Kenyan Isser. Tos says there's no Kenyan Isser. Nevertheless, there's a Heter Shivcha, as we've explained. Now says the Rash, the Avne Miluim. Uve Ikra HaKushya, Tekashi Lehu, Kedemuka perchasoleka vimokas adela chaver bisman sheyovel noe vekinyan damim beisalo askechan veevselios istalizman yadua belvad the kolchayus bezel lav kinyan gufhu. So the Ron says, if I'm a kaddish in Isa, I'm going to mekaddish you. We're married for the next 100 days. Is that called a kiddush?
No.
The answer is no. Why not? Why not? It's not nothing tonight. No, it's not. Because in order for a Kenyan says Yad Miluin to be a Kenyan Haguf, it must be in perpetuity. 1 second. But if a Kenyan is Lizman, is temporary, we don't call that a Kenyan Haguf, we call that a Kenyan Peros. What does it mean, a Kenyan Peros? So I am, what am I acquiring when I, let's say, I make a deal and I say I'm going to acquire the land for a year. So the answer is, what do you call that? There's another word for that. It's called a rental. And basically, Kenyan Peros means I don't own the guf. I own a right of usage. I own a histamshus. I can use it for a year. A Kenyan Peros is analogous to a schirus. There's a big machlokus in the Gemara, whether schirus kanya or schirus lo kanya. Is schirus a Kenyan or not? What would be the tzad to say it's not a Kenyan?
It's not yours.
What's yours?
A fruit.
The peros. You can work it for a year and get the peros. But you don't own the karka. You own the peros that come out of that karka. That's one idea. That's skewers low kanya. What will be the pshat skewers kanya?
While it's in your shust, then it's yours.
Because you're getting the outcome of it. So
Tighten it up. What does it mean, skewers kanya?
The Kenyan is on the potential outcome that you'll get.
You gotta say sharper. Do I own the land?
No.
Yes. I own the land. Le peirosav. I own the land with respect to the income from the land. I mean, you guys are not sophisticated businessmen yet, but you will be. Have you heard of, you know what derivatives are?
Yes.
You know what derivatives are. So what you can do with financial instruments is you can create an ownership of the keren, or you can create an ownership of the keren with respect to the income that comes from the keren. That's what we call derivatives. And that's essentially what a Kenyan leperos is. If you hold skirus kanya, is that you own the cheftza with respect to the income that derives therefrom. So now, what is the ownership of an Eved Ivri? When the Baal owns an Eved Ivri, so says the Avne Miluim, Umishum Hachi Tosha V'Sachar Eino Ochal Tshuma Afa Gav Dekani Le Kinyan Isser Shabo Midamuter B'Shivcha Kevin She'eno Kinyan Olamis Yosef B'Shesh Yovel Ein Zek Kinyan HaGuf Mash Ein Kin Isla Baila Knuya Knia Kinyan Olamis Kmo Eved Kananish Over the Olam. So what is essentially the Avne Miluim saying? Does this Avdus expire?
Yes.
Whether six or Yovel, it expires, which means if it's an expiring Kenyan, we have a new term for it. It's called a Kenyan Le Peros. And in the world of the Avne Miluim, that does not give you, it gives you a Kenyan. In other words, what the Avne Miluim is doing is he's explaining the Rashba. The Rashba who says it's not a Kenyan Gomer. What does it mean it's not a Kenyan Gomer? Do you own the land?
Yeah.
You own the land le peirosav, but you don't own the land itself. And as such, if you don't own the land itself, you don't own the Eved itself, What can the Eved not eat?
Truma.
He cannot eat truma. But is there a kinyan?
Yes.
Le avdaso, lavodaso? Yes. An expiring kinyan is a kinyan of peros, and that will create a kinyan iser, but not the level of kinyan haguf that would matri this a truma. Masha ain kain isha and masha ain kain eviknani, where that's a permanent, an absolutely permanent kinyan. And therefore, again, the Avni Milum is in the world of the Rashba. Last stick on the sugya. Says the Rambam, Hilchos Avadim Perek Beis Halacha Dalet, a very fascinating Rambam here. The Rambam says, Echor Hamocher Atzma. You have an Eved Ivri who sells himself. O Shemachru Bezdin. So how long does he have to work for? 6 years. Interesting. So now, he's working 2-3 years, and then he bolts. Ubarach. He runs away. And now, 2 years later, he's retrieved, he comes back. So now, what's the din? The Rambam says, Chayav lahashlim shanav. He left, he ran away for 2 years. So what does he have to do? He has to make up. He has to make up the 2 years. You were supposed to work for 6 years. You worked 2. You ran away for 2. Now you're caught. How many years must he work for? No, Shemitah is irrelevant. What are you talking Shemitah for? Shemitah is not relevant. It's Eved Ivri. Eved Ivri. Shemitah is not relevant. So what does he have to do? He has to be Mashim Shana. He has to be Mashim. And then the Rambam says something interesting. The impogabo yovel. But if in the middle of those years of he's running away, yovel hits, then what happens? Then he's done. If you look at the Kesef Mishnah, the Kesef Mishnah says that minayin, he quotes the Gemara, minayin le boreach, shechayav lahashlim tamadoma, sheishonim yavod. He does go out. When does he go out? If he couldn't work, why? Because he was sick. Ein ha-yovel motzio. He doesn't go out with yovel. Why? Because he ran away. And therefore, if he comes back, he's got to keep, you know, he keeps working. So what emerges here is clear, is what's the Hezbra HaMachlek is Rambam and Smag? How does the Rambam understand Sheishanim? And how does he understand yovel? So Sheishanim is a term. That means that you have to work for six years. And if you don't work for 6 years and you ran away, what do you have to do? You have to mash them the 6 years. But let's say you ran away and yovel hits.
Then he's free.
You're done. Why are you done? You didn't do your term. The answer is because yovel is a hafka. Yovel is a hafka. And therefore, it uproots, it severs the avdus. It's not just a term of 49 years or 50 years with a term till yovel. That's not what it is. In contrast to what we said in the Rashba, that it's a term. It's also a term. And what does the smag say? The smag says if yovel hits and you ran away, what's the din? You got to work. You got to still work. You haven't satisfied your term of labor. So l'chora, again, this chakira that we've been discussing, l'chora is as well the machlokas between the Rambam and the Smag, reflecting this chakira when we speak about an Eved Nirtza, Konei Kinyan Olam, is the pshat. Is the pshat, no, that's just a longer term, Or is the pshat that no, he has now, it's a new essence of avdus that hava mina to say he eats truma, kamashna doesn't eat truma, but maybe still yovel's havka, and perhaps not, but that's the Rambam's vision. And again, according to what we saw in the Rashba, the smag is that no, yovel also is just a term of avoda, and once that term is over, he goes free, it's not a havka, and as a result, if he ran away, he's got to come back and finish his term. Have a wonderful afternoon.